Yeah, I'm not gonna complain, I'm just gonna do it. Like,
there got a lot of people out there now that they don't even have a job.
Where?
Some of them, they get their job back.
But
know?
He's about to get worse.
Where, yeah?
Like, that's one of the reasons why I want to stop buying cars. Because people are going to need jobs.
Well, I think our relative of mine was telling me that gas is so high.
People are going to need jobs, and I'm going to need to hire people. Mm-hmm. So over the next couple of months, I'm probably going to buy about 2 or 3 cars. And I'm going to drive.
Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you like this here. You kind of person, you know what I'm saying? Get up and go to work every day and all that kind of stuff. If you can afford it, get you another small car with some room.
I need to.
And the bottom line is, see, you walk over here and get in this one and go to crank it up. You having trouble. Instead of worried about what this is and how soon somebody going to come so you can get it done, you go get another car.
Well, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to buy one car in October. I'm going to go home and I'm going to go finish my business at home. When I come back, I'm going to leave people driving here while I'm gone. Mm-hmm. So I'm still making money. Why is he stupid?
But you got to be very careful. You can't let people drive
you. No, I'm going to have to.
They got to have, not just insurance, but
No, I'm the one who's going to be insuring the car. So I'm just, and I'm going to do a background check on all of them.
Yeah, check all of that stuff out.
So I'm gonna give them a car to drive so that while I'm gone, they're still making money. And I'm gonna have them report to one of my friends while I'm away.
Okay. So you go over there and report to your friend, and you see a dent in the car or something like that, and they call you up, tell them, don't bother picking it up.
Yeah, that's really what it is. That's really what it is. Instead of that, I'll have them drop the cars off at my brother's and have my brother hand them the keys in the morning.
The way I look at it, I deal with dealt with my brother.
What is it?
I might as well kept the keys myself if I see it. You go out there, get in the car, and run somewhere.
Yeah, but he can't. No, because the car won't even be there that long. Because in the morning, when he's talking about going to work, well, my drivers are picking up the car and going to work. All he's doing is making sure that they drop the car off when they're done with work.
That's what they're doing. When they stop there, I think you said they give them the key.
Mm-hmm.
And when the other person show up out here to take the car, car sitting there.
Yep.
Then all he gets is hand the man the key.
Yep.
And you know what time they're supposed to get off, so it's the right time they're supposed to.
No, this girl that does my schedule, what I'll have her do is give all of them work. Mm-hmm. If I have 3 drivers, I'm gonna have her give all 3 of them all 3 so drivers work. Okay. So that no matter what happens, they're always working. So the way I'm working every day, they're also working every day.
Yeah, you can find some every so often. They're going to work as long as they can.
No, I mean everybody's done by 3. So it's probably going to be like it's probably going to be like a 10-12 hour day. If they work through Christmas while I'm away, I'll throw them a bonus. Mm-hmm. It's not really that serious. I can get it done. But at least I'm gonna get one car. At least I'm gonna get one car. At least one. And then I'm gonna start the fight for the other one. Because once we get this thing off the ground and it starts to roll and it starts cooking, it's gonna be cooking. Because the city's beginning to open up completely.
Well, you know what you can do.
What?
You could go out there to that place out in this suburb. Where they look up there, I guess you can call it there, how much they got out there, what they got. tell you how much you have to pay for it. You know, they're secondhand cars, but they get damn good.
Yeah, but where is this place?
This is out in the summer, right?
Which summer?
My sister went out towards Riverdale.
It's not an auction, it's a car place.
No, not an auction. Bottom line is, you get that car, and you still be paying on it. They, you know, they put a certain amount on it, you'll be paying on it. And once you get it back, you know, like I say, you know, you can, once you get that one paid, you know what I'm saying? If you want to go to a dealer or a yard or something, you get another one,
mm-hmm.
That's okay too.
Where is this place?
It's out there. A friend of mine took me out there too. She traded in her Cadillac truck for this car. It kind of looks like an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
can SUV.
Yeah.
Well, how much did she have to put down?
Actually, I filmed the truck and started getting trouble with it. She left him the truck.
How much did she have to? How much did she have to put down?
Maybe a couple of thousand.
Yeah, but how much was the car itself?
It was all together, it was 80-something thousand.
80,000?
Like
that. That's a lot though.
Yeah, but you know what a cat, you know what a Cadillac truck is worth?
How much?
This stuff is worth more than 80,000. That was a Cadillac truck.
This one right here?
Yeah, something like that. That was trading me.
Hold on one second.
Vehicle. Yeah.
Retail value of a Cadillac truck.
According to videos.
Retail value of a Cadillac truck. Retail value of a Cadillac truck.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade is listed by the manufacturer at a starting price of $76,195.
Seriously? Wow.
Basically, if she's just going to sell it to him or something like that, that's probably how much she got back.
I'm like, why?
But she's having trouble with it. You know the engine light and stuff?
I know.
They sort of coming on, and I told her, I think them guys are playing a trick on you. The reason I think they're playing a trick on you is because, see, the bottom line is, you know, they'd already told you they wanted to buy it.
Drive it back to a manufacturer, have them fix it.
That's what I told her. I said, if you got to go back to a dealer,
that's what I would
go done. To another dealer. Don't go to this one. Go to another one.
No, I would have gone to the guys that make it and said,
yeah.
Tell me what that is.
Yeah.
Once you tell me what that is, then I'll decide what I'm going
to
do.
So you take it over there to them. All this time, they should get around and laugh at, huh? We'd like to buy a car.
I used to drive this VW.
And the bottom line would be, they mess around under the hood. Or a day or so has passed, that light will pop back on again.
Yeah, when I first got here, I used to drive this VW, and then it had a few issues. And I took it to a shop and everybody was like, well, we can buy it from you for like 1,000. And the car was worth like 8 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Because I took really good care of it.
You know? And see, every time you take that thing
and they're like,
back, you take it back.
And they're like, well, the car has
problems. They claim it needed repair.
Yeah, they're like, the car has problems.
And that would be bringing it down, so bringing the price down.
I got pissed one day and I took it to the dealer. And the dealer was like, there's nothing wrong with it. It just needs to have this fuel line changed. Cleaned.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's it? He was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Clean the fuel light.
They already knew that, man. The ones that was messing with you, they knew that.
Clean the line.
They was hoping to get something for nothing.
Yeah. And the only reason I knew is because I'm the one that takes care of it. I'm the one that does the repairs. So I'm like, I know what I do with this car. There's no way that's going on.
There's no nobody driving but me. So ain't nobody been abusing it.
And that never happened to me before until I got to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in New York, I heard that kind of shit happens. But it never happened to me until I got here.
Well, I kept telling her, I say, them people call themselves trying to mess with you. If they so interested in buying that car, it's got to be...
It's going to be worth fixing.
Something much more than they want to give you for it.
And it's going to be worth fixing. You should have just fixed it. I would have taken it back to the dealer.
And she said they only started doing that after her husband died.
Which means her husband is...
In other words, the man of the house wasn't there to tell him to cut that shit out.
Yeah, and not just that. Her husband has been the one who's been fixing it. So she doesn't really know anything about it because her husband's been taking care of it.
She let him deal with it. I see she didn't want to get down with them people.
My mechanic knows me very, very well. When I come in and say I want something fixed, my mechanic starts to ask me stuff like, what's wrong with the car? And I'm like, well, there's this wrong and that wrong. And he's like, how do you know? I'm like, I've been driving. And then what I don't know, he teaches me. Like, he'll say stuff like, this is the reason that it's that. And once you say that to me, I'll always remember.
Me, when they worked on my car, I go out there and see it, you know, watch them do it, see what they had to do with all that kind of stuff. Shoes. I had somebody to put a new alternator. I think it was a new alternator.
I need to pay some of my bills this week.
And what happened? Next time, same thing was happening. Alternator went out again. I went to the auto parts store. Took the alternator off, took it in there and got them to check it. They said, no, it's gone. So I took it, brought the new one back, went out there, got under that hood myself, put it back on there, and that car ran for the longest. No trouble.
When you get some stuff like that, you go to the dealer, you buy the exact part you're supposed to need. And then you tell the mechanic, put this in.
It's got to be the exact part. That's why you take the old one with you.
Because they always,
that's what I'm saying. You don't want somebody to give you something that don't work.
Because they always look at you like you're crazy when you do that stuff. Because they always think they know better than you. When you're like, well, put this in. Okay, so there's nothing I can do with this. Besides to wait. Our 450 is not getting paid until when I get money.
Yeah, that's what she bought. She bought something like that Jeep there. When she traded it in.
Yeah.
She got something like that and she still holding something like like $2,000.
Come on, stop playing. She
wanted something big enough because she had here to take around.
You peeping at me doesn't change anything. Mr. Campbell, I need to sign stuff for me before we go.
Okay.
Every time I do that thing, I forget to make you do that. This is 12:31. What time did I pick you up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what time did I pick you up?
This morning?
No, just now.
I don't know.
No, I covered this morning already. I think